This is a Hot Pie original.
Y'all, I'm so excited because we are doing a giveaway. I am doing a giveaway. I'm going to give away a 30-minute habit coaching call with me. We can get a lot done in 30 minutes for sure. So if you want to win it, I'm just so stoked to give this away because it's something that I believe in so wholeheartedly. And I know that we could up your game and up level and make your life rock even further just in 30 minutes. So simple to win. All you have to do is leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on a different platform, that's okay. We're going to do another one of these down the road on other platforms like Spotify. But right now it's for Apple Podcasts. So simply go there, leave a 5-star rating and a written review of any episode you like, or just the podcast in general. Leave the review, and in 2 weeks, we will announce the winner of a 30-minute habit coaching call with me on the podcast. So that's simply 2 weeks away. You have lots of time to do it. Tell your friends about it too. Maybe you want to do it together. That's cool by me too. Whatever you want to do, we can up your game together. Simply leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much in advance, and I'm so excited to work with you. Hi, and welcome to the Amy Edwards Show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards, and so excited. We have a bomb-ass guest today, Amanda Nelson, and we're going to talk about how she transformed her life. She is of Exploring Amanda on all platforms, and I have admired her for quite some time and followed her, so I'm so excited that she agreed to come on the show. Before we get to that, I'm going to talk for a little bit, and you know, the whole purpose that I'm here is for us to transform our lives together and get them to our most rocking version. So that is the goal. I'm thrilled that you're here. Super, super grateful. If you haven't subscribed to the newsletter yet, please, please do. You can just go to amyedwards.com and sign up there. And trying to think if there's any more business. Hit 5 stars if you can too, wherever you listen to podcasts. That is like a real thing and it really helps us out. So thank you so much. If you like these, please share them with a friend too. That's a really cool thing to do. So let's get to it. Let's get started. All right. Hi, welcome to the show. All right. I've been working on my habits, you guys. I'm doing this thing called 75 Hard. And if you've heard of it, it's from Andy Frisella, F-R-I-S-E-L-L-A. And I got turned onto it with a podcast that I recorded with this guy, Brent. And it's called Bodies by Brent. It's not out yet, but I'll share it on my Instagram at Real Amy Edwards when it comes out and should be out soon. But he mentioned this thing, 75 Hard. And I was like, it's a mental toughness challenge. And there's, of course, a fitness aspect to it. But I was going through like stuff in my relationship with Justin, and I just felt like I had been going too easy on myself. And I know I'm talking about habits and stuff all the time, but I really felt like my mental toughness needed to up. And when he said that, I was like, I want to do this. So I listened right away that day. It was a Sunday. I listened that day to the podcast that Andy does about it. And it spoke to me. He was like, there's never a good time to start. You just have to start. And he's right. So I decided to up my habits and get harder on myself. And that's part of what the mental toughness is about. It's not that hard of a challenge. You find a diet that you like, doesn't matter what, if you're keto or whatever. I'm doing high protein vegan with, I cut out my problem is chips and fried food, especially French fries. So I cut out those things and do high protein vegan. And so you do that and with no cheat meals and no alcohol for 75 days. You do everything for 75 days. And if you miss one thing, you have to start over. And so you also read 10 pages a day out of an actual book and something self-help, not fiction. I already do that. You drink a gallon of water. You, why am I spacing out? I do this every day. You take a progress picture and then you do 2 workouts a day for at least 45 minutes each, one of which is outdoors. And that's it. And so I'm about close to 3 weeks in now. And I can tell it's refining me, my mental toughness, because that's really what it's about. It's about, can you stick to this? Can you do these things and know that you're tough enough to handle whatever the fuck life throws at you? And I felt like when life threw stuff at me with my relationship, that I had gotten soft. I was going soft on myself. And you're here for a reason. While you're watching this or listening to this, you're here for a reason. Something in you wants to push and grow and be better and make these choices. So what are you doing? Excuse me. Are your actions lining up with what you're listening to and what you're talking about and what you want to do? What's in your heart, that badassness that's in you? Are your actions lining up to that? And I feel like mine kind of weren't. And I was like, okay, I am doing whatever the fuck I want. I'm like eating what I want. And like, and it seeps into my mental game to where I'm not diligent about my thoughts. And I start back in on the broken record. You know, I started doing the self-love stuff that we've been talking about the last few weeks. I added that to my daily routine. Am I looking in the mirror and doing the self-love practices? And am I just falling asleep to telling myself I love you? Like, these are habits that serve us. And I'm constantly like excavating my mind for the things that don't serve me. And so how can I get more not only aligned, but get more in the actual groove of doing all these things? And that's what this 75 hard is about for me. And I think that's really what it's about in general, is getting to a place where it is on autopilot and you are disciplined in a way to where you don't even allow that shit. You don't even allow that shit in your head. You don't allow that negative to creep in. You're choosing your worth. You're choosing your confidence. You're choosing your habits. You are choosing to get things done. And then you can handle what life throws at you. And you're not stuck being average, you know? You're not doing these things that are on a lower level. You're constantly elevating into a greater space of yourself, that higher version, that higher self. Because that's really what the habits are about in the 75 hard, is like making these choices that serve you the best and finding out what's on the other side of those choices. Because it's not always comfortable. It's not always easy. It's outside your comfort zone. It's a fucking pain in the ass to do, to get up and go to the gym every day, to do the other workout outside every day. I go for a walk. But when you choose different, then what's on the other side of that is more confidence, more worth, more peace, more self-love, and more purpose and more getting it done, not more scrolling, not more, you know, comparison, not more, I'm fucking up, I suck. No, that's not what's on the other side of this. And we all know that. Which it's just a matter of doing it. So how are you doing it? And I feel like I've been on a bit of a kick where I'm like, go easy on yourself. And I do believe that. I do believe that, you know, we can go easier on ourselves in the times that we, you know, don't get it all done. I don't get my to-do list done ever, every day. I try every day. I'm like, today's the fucking day that I'm getting it all done. And then I don't. But that's okay. You're trying, you're showing up, and you're cultivating these habits. And that's what fucking matters. So my guest just walked in and I'm so excited. There she is. Hi, you look gorgeous. So I'm so excited to bring Amanda to the table today and have a conversation, because she is putting her fucking habits into action, and we're going to talk about it and building. So what are you doing? You're here right now. So you're doing something. So what are the actions? And I felt like, as I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today, I was like, I need to make a list and put it out for everybody. Just like something that you can just start looking at. So expect that with this episode. I'm going to have a PDF ready for you that we can start doing some more concrete things to see, you know, Are your actions matching up with your words? Are your actions matching up with your wants? Because that's where the habits and the routine comes up. And what's on the other side of that? All the good shit. All the good shit. So I'm so excited that she just walked in, and we are going to get to our conversation right now with Amanda Nelson. And she's a total fucking badass. You can find her across all platforms at Exploring Amanda. I follow her mostly on Instagram, but I know she's huge on TikTok, and she's got exploringamanda.com. And she went from nothing to building everything that she's building. And she's here to tell us all about it today. So I'm super, super stoked. Stay till the end. We'll have a little wrap up too. And I'm just so thrilled that you're here. Of course, if you feel called, share it with a friend. Let me know what you think. You can always reach out to me too, amy@amyedwards.com. All right. I love you so much. Let's get to our conversation with Amanda today. Y'all, I am so excited to tell you about Sovereignty. Stick around for a unique discount code at the end. So Sovereignty is just a next level game-changing supplement company, and that's partly why I love it. I'm particular, very particular about the supplements that I take. This company can take your workouts to the next level. They can make your to-do lists feel easier, and you know how I feel about my to-do lists. And they also have a supplement to make sleep more effective and easier. How rad is that? So one of my favorites is Purpose Plus. I'm always drinking it around here. What's so cool about it is they encourage you to have intention as you drink it. So I love that you're just infusing it, and they're encouraging that, infusing it with your own intention. So it's a blend of CBD and CBG, which is a mood enhancing hemp derived ingredient. And they also have 7 clinically studied ingredients with the world's best adaptogens to deliver results that you can feel immediately. They say almost immediately, but I feel it immediately as soon as I'm drinking it. And it tastes good too. The supplement empowers and supports your mind and body to feel better, be better, and achieve new levels of productivity. Ha! Huh? Yeah, bring it on. Bring on the productivity. But you know what? To be our best productive selves, we've got to maximize our sleep, which, you know, I'm a humongous proponent of good sleep. And I'm particular too about any sleep supplement that I take. So this enhances not only your falling asleep, but the proper recovery that we need to have the most productive days and be our best selves. So their product is called Dream Plus, and it relaxes and calms the mind and body while helping you fall asleep and stay asleep longer. Dream Plus contains 5 clinically studied ingredients, CBD/CBN, and adaptogens to heal your body from the day while you sleep. Heal your body and your mind, because that's so, so important. And the best part, they give you a money back guarantee. If you're not happy with anything, you can get your money back within 30 days. How badass is that? So I know you're probably ready to order. I'm a fan. Become a fan with me. Use code AMY20 for 20% off your purchase, and find out at no risk why I love Sovereignty supplements so much. So it's at sovereignty.co. That is spelled SOVEREIGNTY.co. And remember, use code AMY. Oh, I think it's just code AMY for 20% off your order. So sorry if I said that wrong. Code AMY for 20% off your order.
It is so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you finally in real life.
IRL. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know how I found you online.
So I was trying to rack my brain and think of that too today on the way here. And I couldn't.
You were always just through really somebody. Nice. I feel like through somebody or something like that.
Somebody probably shared something and tagged you.
I think
like,
so.
Okay, I love it.
Yeah. And you were always just really giving and kind. And when women are like that, that's how I like to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm just always really, really receptive to that. You know, like that's always just so heartening to see, because you just have such a nice way about you, and you want to lift others up.
I'm attracted to that too. It's sort of a meant to be sort of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you are.
Thank you.
And so I know, I don't know enough about your story. And so I really want to hear it, because, you know, and like the leading questions or what I sent you, it said, you know, what was a transformative experience? And you said, you know, changing your mindset. But I'm wondering, like, the catalyst was for you. Because I know you went from food stamps to building an empire, right? Yeah. And so I'm just really curious, like, what finally clicked? What finally pushed you?
Great question. The biggest thing was there were on numerous occasions.
Sorry. See, we just roll with whatever happens.
The, on numerous occasions, I would find myself stuck in the same position. So new job, it would get really old. I would run into the same issues or running into issues with people who I let into my life. And it, and I always got stuck on those same things. And so at this particular instance, I was at a job that I was very excited about, had a lot of promise, and then ended up not being, long story short, I went bankrupt and there were a lot of like lies and deceit. And it's like, I'm just,
how old are you at this point?
About 28.
You declared bankruptcy?
Oh, no. It wasn't my company.
The company did.
Yes. Okay. The company that I worked for.
Okay.
It was an Austin startup and they just didn't have it together. There were a lot of smoke and mirrors of everything is fine. And then everything wasn't fine. And I just found myself in the position of it was such a, like a victim mentality. Why do I keep ending up here? What is wrong with me that I, and it was so
happening
much of
to
that.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not for me. I wasn't seeing any of the opportunities or potential in the problems, quote unquote, that I was facing. And so it was so much of that all at once. So the friends, the job, everything just like going to shit. And I'm like, there's got to be something that I can do to help this. I don't know. But it's like, it's got to fucking stop. I can't keep this up.
Right.
And so then my gateway to everything was a podcast on manifestation.
Really?
It wasn't The Secret, which is like normally everyone's
right.
It wasn't it for me. I've heard of it, but I'd never seen it. And so it was a podcast for me. So I started listening to it.
What podcast was it?
It was The Manifestation Babe.
The Manifestation Babe. I don't know her.
Her name's Catherine Zinkina. And I think why I resonated with her, because her story, she was like, I had nothing. I was living and sleeping on my grandmother's couch or something. And then, you know, you look at her now and she's, you know, running like 7-figure businesses and just living it. And I'm like, well, there's got to be something there. Right. This person's not completely full of shit.
Right.
I listened to it and then I got sucked in. And then through her guests, I would find their podcasts. And then for me, audio was major and still is. I'm not much of a reader. So it makes sense for me to be here, right?
Yes, it totally does.
Yeah, that was it for me.
Well, yeah. But I guess going deeper on that, how did you, like, I know that I personally have had, I try to do all that. I bring all that to my life. And I do believe it, but I have setbacks. I have old beliefs. Sure. I have all these other things. So what pushed you into really, truly believing it? Or do you still falter with it? Do you still have to push your brain to stay trained on those?
I still have to.
Yeah. And so what does that look like?
For me at the beginning, to answer your first question, was let's try to manifest a cup of coffee. Let's do like this parking spot, like the small things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you can do the small things, you can do the big things. But before I knew any of that, I was like, there's no way. So we're going to start small. And then we'll like, my skeptic brain at the time was like, let's just see
prove
what
it.
Happens.
Prove it.
Mm-hmm. So it was already going in with a wrong mindset, but it was funny.
I know, because that's kind of a dangerous thing too.
It is.
Then you're actually really not believing.
Exactly. You truly don't believe it. If you're like, prove it, then you're just, you have that skeptic. No. So like, just don't do that. Anybody listening?
I know.
Funny story. So I was like, okay, coffee. That'll be easy, right? Mm-hmm. I can do coffee. I was working at the job.
What'd you do?
So I, on my commute into, it was downtown Austin, it was in the Frost Building. So I had, I don't know, like 20 minutes. I'm driving and I'm like envisioning the cup of coffee. Somebody's going to bring it to me today. This is exactly, it's going to be ice, like just really feeling it as if it's happened.
Well, now
right?
That's right. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. You were aligning with this vision.
Yes.
Yes.
But the people that I was working with, I still had some type of, it was a very toxic environment. And so it was funny because there were, So I get into work and she comes in the front door, this employee that I was working with, and she was like, hey, I got you a coffee. And I thought she was talking to me, but she was talking to the person behind me. And I was like, shit, what did I do wrong?
You're like, thank you. And they pass you just hand it right back.
It completely backfired. And so I had to keep continuing to start with the small things for me to recognize that the big things. And then
For you did manifest a cup of coffee.
I did. It just wasn't for me. I was like, shit, I'm doing this wrong. And then now, to answer your question, it's still something that I have to work. My muscle memory is better now.
Okay.
I have a better foundation now. It's been a couple years.
Because you've been working at it a while.
Yes.
But what does that daily work look like for you?
So something that has helped me immensely is I put notes and reminders in my phone. And if you go to if you have an iPhone and you have a reminder section, I put in all of the either quotes or questions, and I put them in different times, different dates, and I reoccur them. So I never know when I'm going to get a message popping up on my phone.
I love this.
It's incredible. Like, really changed my life.
Wow.
For real. And so it could just be like, you know, I'm going about my day, I'm working, and then on my phone, a message comes up and it's, what are you doing right now that is either one, going to serve your highest self, or like, does this even bring you joy? And if not, then I can take a step back and realize, okay, I need to change some shit. Or if the answer is yes, then like, keep doing it. Or one of my favorite quotes is operate from possibility and opportunity rather than circumstance. So those will just come up throughout the day. And that's what keeps me on track. It really does, because I don't expect it. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, you're right. Past Amanda, looking out for future Amanda. Yes. Like, yes.
I've been hearing the phrase victim of circumstance, like, you know, when you just hear things a whole bunch.
Yes.
And I've heard that a lot lately. So it's funny that you mentioned circumstance.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that, because I think so many times we can chalk shit up to just like, oh, I'm in these circumstances, but you don't have to.
Correct.
And I like that you have that reminder. What was it again? Opportunity, not circumstance.
Yes. Opportunity or possibility. Operate from what could be, not where you are right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so when did you finally see a lot of things transforming for yourself?
Oh, that's a good question. When I actually started believing it, because I was like half-assing it at the beginning. I was half-assing it. I was like, oh, this works. And then I would die down and a couple weeks would go by. And then it's like, no, okay, let's practice more gratitude. Gratitude for me, and then actually believing it. Because at first, I was half-assing it. I was like, yeah, I can get a parking spot. I can like watch this sort of thing. I like know that it works, but I truly don't fundamentally think it works 100%. When I finally was able to make that shift, then things started happening for me where I was like, oh, okay, like I can literally have whatever I want in this fucking world. Like anything I want. Now I fully believe it. But things didn't start to happen for me consistently. Like they would, and then they would drop off because I would stop my practice. And I would stop my meditations.
What's your practice?
Okay. So in the morning.
No, exactly.
Okay. I'm in like full transparency. I need to be better with my morning routine.
Please be fully transparent, because 100%. Nobody is perfect.
No.
I'm not either. I just was saying, like, I never get my to-do list done. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
And every day I'm trying to hold myself to a higher standard, but it's progress, not perfection.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good mindset to have.
It is.
I'm a huge planner person. Writing it down, I need to see it. So I actually just got a brand new planner today.
Which one?
My Instagram stories. So another podcast that I was on, it's called Trust the Grind podcast. He sent it to me. I got it in the mail yesterday. I checked my PO box. And it's a 50-day, which for me is just way more. Like, let's commit 50 days versus 365. It just makes it more manageable for me. There's space to write things down for your day, your goals, what you're grateful for. You reflect at nighttime. Like, I just need to be accountable. So I write everything down. Yes.
The one I've got is, I don't know where it is right now, but it's like 3 months. It's a 3 month planner. And I'm like, that's perfect.
Bite size.
Yeah. Let me just take it in these chunks rather than going too far down the road.
I love it.
Anyway, so your daily practice.
Gratitude is a huge part. So one of the things in my phone too is just, it'll pop up and like three things you're grateful for. And very like tangible things, not my health, my job, my house, a roof over my head. Like three things within the past 24 hours is what I strive to do.
Ooh, I like that.
That helps me to really also reflect and remember, you know, that thing happened to me, you know, last night. And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
So gratitude, writing things down. Those are my biggest things. And then also audio. So listening to either meditations, or I have a couple manifestation podcasts that I really like, that talk about mindset. So those all the time. Also, yeah. I really like, I don't know if you're familiar with Gabby Bernstein.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I started listening to her stuff on Audible and I'm in the car a lot, right? Cause I travel. So I'm like, yes, we're going to listen to this. And then when I get to my destination, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I just sat in the car for 2 hours. I'm going to feel better and just like stand a little taller knowing that like everything is working in my favor. Everything. Like the universe is always conspiring for me. That's something like, it, like I'm going to watch this back and be like, girl, like 2 years ago, you would have been like, who is she? Like, I truly feel transformed, like a new person. And I'm grateful for that. So
you are transformed into a new person.
I love it.
Well, so what are your daily, what's that daily practice look like? So you meditate, you listen, or what, like when you're meditating, what are you doing? Are you envisioning?
So I do a lot of
quiet.
No, I have to let my mind go where it wants to go because I'm not like a meditation master, right? Like just doing it is good for me.
Yeah. Same.
But like just letting my mind go into visualization is where I go. So visualization and breath work, I pair those two together and then I write things down and then I do some type of auditory like listening.
Yeah.
So
what do your friends and stuff say or your family?
That's great. That's a great question. Let's dive into that.
Yeah, let's do.
There are new friends.
Right.
That
shifted into probably a whole new thing.
Exactly. And learning to shed those relationships that aren't serving me any longer is something that really, really happened. And it's still continuing to happen from last year, the pandemic.
Yeah.
Put a lot of things into perspective for me. And most of the time people on the internet are more supportive than, you know, my own family and friends.
I do know.
Yeah, you do know.
I do know.
So I do have friends that have been with me through the transformation and still continue to support me. I have friends that sort of, you know, I had to cut off and say that this isn't really going to work anymore because it's not supportive.
Because they want to see you the way that they want to see you.
Yes, they have.
Like, I know how you are, so make sure I'm right.
Yes, exactly. They have a vision in their head that is somebody that I'm not anymore.
Right.
We've leveled up. Like, we're moving on.
Right.
So if you're not on board, there's the door.
I was reading this post today from Key Dada. I had her on my old show, and she's in Riders Against the Storm, a band here in Austin. But she was just saying, like, people pay to come party with me and like see her perform.
Yeah.
And she was like, but they won't hang with me because they don't want to be on that level and they want to stay like in their victim mentality or their negativeness or whatever it is. And it's kind of that same thing where like, you just feel like you've outgrown it to a point where you're, and I don't want anybody to ever think I'm thinking that I'm better than you.
No, 100%.
Because it's not about that.
Right. Just different levels.
It is.
Different levels.
It's just like
different goals, different views, different mindset completely.
A different mindset completely. Yeah. What about your family? You have a lot of family or what's your family?
Not a ton
of
family.
I don't know. I don't know much about you. Where are you from originally?
So I was originally born in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, wow. My sister used to live there.
Nice.
Yeah. I've been a few times. I do like it.
Love.
I do like Buffalo.
And then grew up in Pennsylvania the majority of my life. So we have some like PA, we have some New York. And not a good relationship with, I have one brother. We don't really talk. And then my mom is, she's very supportive of whatever I do. She's very opinionated, which is where I get it from, probably. But she's been the most supportive. She doesn't understand fully a lot of how I think or why I choose to do what I do. And at the beginning, viewed it as that don't act like you're better than everyone else. Like, what gives you the right? Which is common for people to do when they don't necessarily understand what mindset shift is. And so that was tough. That was difficult. Because you can't make somebody understand. You can't force somebody to change.
No.
But she's supportive now, even if she doesn't fully understand. She's like, do your thing. Whatever it is, it's working.
You can only model it, right?
Yeah. Like, and if I do a good enough job modeling it, then that's what's going to change them. not me telling them.
That's a common like thing. I heard somebody talking about that like in a different context. They were talking about it in plant medicine context. And they were like, you know, I just wish we could just give it to everybody. And I'm like, they're on their own path, you 100%. Know? But if you're showing that you're, it's changed you, they're able to see.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, the money aspect of it has just been a big one for me. Like I have been recognizing my own limiting beliefs and that I shared a reels of yours where you were like, if you're waiting for a sign, here it is or something like that.
Yeah.
You looked really gorgeous and whatever. And,
thanks.
And I was like, and I had literally been walking that day and I was like, okay, I just need one more sign. Just like one more sign. Ooh. I just recorded the one that came out recently with Aline and she was talking about signs and everything. And I was like, yeah, just one more. And then, and a little part of me was like, what do you need a fucking sign for? What do you need it for? What? Just so you can know again, cause you're doubting, mm-hmm. you know, like I was having this little, and I was like, And, you know, I know signs are there if we look for them and all that, but I was like, why am I really asking for it? And I had to dive deep. And then I saw your reels and I was like, she's right. Cause I think in it, you were like,
you already know,
you already know.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it?
It was really, really good.
That was a good one.
That's why I shared it. Cause I was like, maybe somebody else is feeling 100%. Like this. And so here you go. Let's reverberate that message out because we look for signs so many times. And like, even with the cup of coffee and stuff, you know, it's our own doubt.
100%. I didn't know that then at the beginning. I was like, yeah, give me a sign or like, you know, I guess if I see 111, that's some, I don't know, angel number. And I guess that's a good thing. And now I can discern the two between you already know like innately what it is that you should be doing.
Yeah.
So stop doubting yourself. Just fucking do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that, that came to you when it was meant
it
to.
It came just perfect right. Timing. It was the sign.
Love it.
Yeah, it was. Well, you know, I'm just curious, like how you get back in your practice and what does it look like when you start to falter? Like when you start to, I guess, not walk the walk.
Oh man, it's not good. I mean, I fall apart. Like I start to recognize when it's too late. So if I fall off of my practice and let's say like a day or two goes by, I'm probably not going to realize it because I'm still riding off of the high from what I achieved or accomplished when I was in that mindset. And then when there's a lag,
a little bit.
I coast. Yeah, that's the perfect word for it. I coast. And then when I realize that there's sort of like a downtrend or something, it just sorts of fall off and goes down like this. Then I'm like, oh my God, that's, duh, that's because you haven't been practicing for like 4 days. So I mean, really, honestly, I could be
that
better at realizing.
Too, 4 days.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, 4 days, 5 days, like a week. Then I'm like, whew, like, absolutely not. Because it's such a part of my life. It's like when you, it's like if you like go to sleep and you don't brush your teeth or something, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh God, something's off.
Mm-hmm.
You just know. I wish I could be faster, right? I wish I could be like, okay, it's been a day, but we're not there yet. Yet being the key word. We'll get there one day.
Well, you travel a lot. And so, which we can talk about that.
Yeah.
I find when I travel, those are the hardest times for me to maintain all my habits.
Yeah. For me, it's the hardest for food. I got to be honest.
Oh, it's so hard.
Come on, man. Come on. Like the very first thing I do is like, okay, where am I going? And then the next thing is, what are the restaurants?
Right.
Tell me like, what do I need to eat? Like right. I'm such a foodie. I'm like, yes.
And you go to some small towns too, that are like,
come
they
on.
Don't have a
just
lot of options
comfort
for
food though.
I know.
And it's like, they're like, what's gluten free? What's an allergy? And so I'm like, that's the hardest one for me. I still haven't. Like, let's be honest. But the reason that I'm able to stay on my habits in terms of my mindset is because of the audio. Like that for me, that's what helps most. If there was not the aspect of audio, a podcast or an audio book, then we would maybe not be sitting here and just having a different conversation because it keeps me on my shit. Like it really holds me accountable because I can take that with me. I can take it with me when I travel. I can listen to it on an airplane or on a road trip. But the habits, the food is what gets me. That's what I keep going back to.
Well, and food is so tied to everything else.
I know.
For me, it's really tied to my mindset too, because if I eat like a bunch of macaroni and cheese, I'm not going to be optimal.
No,
in my life, which is such a bummer.
No, because mac and cheese is my favorite food.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
It's my favorite food.
It's a toss up for me between French fries and macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
But yeah.
Mine's mac and cheese or like nachos.
Yes, I love nachos. Man. I know.
It's so good. Anything but yeah, you're not your best. You're not your best. Mm-mm. And also, if you can recognize that about yourself, that's incredible self-awareness, right?
I know. Yeah.
What I put in my body either makes my day or breaks my day. Let's be very honest, because at the core of who we are, like our very primal selves, we needed that for fuel. Now we don't really look at it as fuel so much as just to either self-soothe, to eat your feelings,
yeah,
to hang out with friends. But it really does have a lot to do with how you're able to perform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's one thing that we learned during the pandemic, it's that we want to be comfortable. But if you're like me, you always want to look your best too. I think we all do. And Good Life Clothing is where it's at for exactly those things. They produce a line of ultra premium basics to ensure that you're always looking your best while being your most comfortable. Sounds good to me. Good Life was developed by a team of fashion industry veterans aiming to provide the best fitting essentials from the finest materials made right here in the US of A. They have opened a brand new store right here in Austin, Texas, in the Domain North Side. And I loved checking it out recently. It's absolutely gorgeous, but they have a great online presence too. So you can order wherever you are. I was impressed all around, not only with their store, but with their products mainly. And their staff too. Really good people, really incredible products. So you can stop by their new Austin location at the Domain North Side, or you can shop online, as I said, at goodlifeclothing.com. Be sure and use my code AMY20 for 20% off your entire order, either online or in person. Look good and feel good. Goodlifeclothing.com.
I had two questions and then I was
the
just listening to
the mac and cheese
you.
Often.
It did. I was just thinking about it because I'm on this 75 hard and I can't have any
oh,
mac and cheese
come
right
on.
Now. I know.
How many days have you had it?
Well, when this comes out, it'll be a lot more. Let's hope I make it that far. But right now
rooting
I'm at 17,
love.
16 or 17.
That's
yeah.
Great.
And I mean, I can tell the difference about it's building these habits, but I'm worried about when I travel. Like, I know I've got some travel days coming up and I'm like, how am I going to maintain this? But I'm just going to have to figure it out.
You'll figure it out. If you want it bad enough, you'll figure it out.
That's the thing.
One of my students who took my Get Paid to Travel course, she did 75 hard. I don't know any single person who completed it. She completed it and traveled. So I
That's
would
impressive.
Love to share her either Instagram with you just so that you can get motivation. I mean, she would go for walks and document it. And I think her documented it gave her more motivation. I don't want to speak for her, but just in the rain, just on Instagram stories, like, I'm still doing it. Like, come on.
That it makes you accountable.
Yes.
And you're going to like, am I going to have to say I failed? Am I going to just drop off and get quiet about it? No one will notice.
Yeah. I'll share it with you. Cause like while you travel that, I mean, it takes a strong will to continue.
So speaking of travel, are you mostly traveling alone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I love solo travel.
See, I love that.
Love it.
I think that can inspire a lot of people. Cause I just had something come up the other day and I was like, I could just take a trip by myself.
Yes.
You know? And I'm trying to think. I have traveled by myself, but not like, I don't think I've done like an intentional, like long trip.
Okay.
By myself.
Okay.
And it's a little intimidating.
It is.
I remember the first time I went to the movies by myself, like in the 90s. And like, that was like a big thing.
That's
for
a huge thing.
Yeah.
Going out to eat by yourself. Mm-hmm. Are people staring at me? Are people looking at me? It's the same with travel. But once you do it a couple times... Oh my God. I would recommend solo travel to anybody, especially as a female.
Okay.
It's terrifying.
Tell me more.
And it's going to be daunting at first.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hedge my bet to say that you will come out learning more about yourself. You'll feel a weight off your shoulder. You know what? Even better if you don't have any technology, right? But I know that that's difficult in the world that we live in. But, you know, prioritize yourself and just make it happen, because nothing is more important than yourself anyways, and your mindset and your health and your body. Even if it's like one day, and you take the one day and you drive 20 minutes to like a tiny house or something, this is not like luxury, extravagant However, that can be great, you know, pamper yourself, go to a spa, but just really getting very real with yourself and writing down, maybe even you have some goals. Maybe you're like, I'm going to go away for one night and I'm going to turn my phone off and I'm going to write out on a piece of paper, like just getting very like specific about what you want, how you want to feel, intentional, write down some tangible goals, some realistic goals. You will walk away from that and be like, oh my God. And then maybe the next one you'll go solo travel to some place a little further. Cause it can be daunting, especially if this is something that you've never done before, to travel, you know, get on a plane, go to a completely different time zone. Like try to start small, right? Those small steps are still, it's still something to be proud of. Just cause you didn't get on a plane doesn't mean anything, right? Yeah. Just do it. 100%. Like just I would recommend
back to
it.
Me now. I have done it a lot.
Okay, great.
I've been lots of places. There you go. Myself, but yeah, and I don't know why I was thinking. I was like, I guess just because recently I probably haven't, you know.
Yeah.
But it is wonderful. But you only have yourself to count on in a lot of those situations, which is great because it builds that self-confidence and independence.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you transforming in your life right now?
I feel like I'm in a huge pivotal moment of my life and I'm transforming everything.
Fuck yeah.
To be very honest with you.
Be very honest. Yeah. Great. I'm so glad I asked. Okay. Yeah. What is everything?
You're like, let's get into it.
I'm so excited.
Okay. The world of therapy is incredible.
Okay.
That's new for me.
So you're transforming because you're doing therapy?
I was willing to say yes to therapy.
Oh.
So I was so stubborn before in my life that I was like, I don't need it.
How did it come up?
I was having a conversation with my husband, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were married. Okay.
Yes. Been married for about 8 years.
And so he doesn't always travel with you?
No.
Okay.
He's very introverted and he likes his space and he likes his peace. He likes routine.
Then.
There's like chaos and order, right? Mm-hmm. I'm normally the chaos and he's normally the order. So we work really well together.
Good.
And he brought it up and we actually decided to go down the marriage therapy route.
Uh-huh.
Because we have a great relationship, but we want to level up together. He brought that up and I was like, yes, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. It's been, what is it, like 4 sessions or something. And I'm like, holy shit, it just fucking clicked for me.
And we're both on this. What clicked?
Like, we're both on the same page now with, we didn't have the vocabulary to use. We didn't know really how to communicate with each other in specific arenas. And so now that we have the vocabulary
like
and
what?
We know.
Like, what's an
like
example?
Like, sexually.
Really?
We've been married for... I mean, we've been together like, I don't know, 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
We never had those conversations. And
well, that was pretty young when y'all got together.
Right,
I would think,
right. But we were never comfortable enough to like, it was as simple as like, do you like this? Do you like this? Yeah, great. And then we won't ever talk about it again. Now we're like that. And that's just one arena where we're like, let's like, we took like sex surveys and I'm like hugely into it. I'll talk about sex until the day is long. I don't care. I'm like,
great.
Let's fucking talk about it. And he's not so much. And so it's interesting to see now that we have the vocabulary, we're having these conversations and it's incredible. And it's just,
sounds
I can't
like
recommend
just
it enough.
A whole new
world. So that's one area.
That's really cool. Thank you for being so open about
yes,
that.
Yes. He's going to be like, did you really talk about our sex life on the show? It's fine.
He'll be like, Amy made me. Just
yeah, no, it's fine.
Find me.
In my career, mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been very audacious. I've always been like, what is the biggest thing? Like I posted today, like if it's not scaring you, your dreams aren't big enough. Let's be very frank about that. It's very true. So I was thinking last night, I was like, how does Amanda up level, right? Because looking back, I'm already up leveled from where I used to be, but I'm not done and I'm nowhere near done, right? So what does this look like for me? Later today, I'm about to sign a contract with a publicist for some PR and media, and I'm super excited about that. We're leveling up there. Book plans, maybe. I would love to just be able to share more of my story that I really haven't been able to find maybe all the right words to be able to do and fucking inspire people.
Yes.
Like just do. I want to look back on this podcast and be like, you have no idea. Like your future self.
Yes.
Like, so in all areas of my life, all areas, I want to get better at the morning routine. Mm-hmm. I'm not good with mornings. And see, they're just like, that's not good vocabulary for me to say. Yeah, I just realized this as soon as it came out of my mouth.
So now you're working on that. Into saying what?
I love mornings. I'm a morning person.
You're great at it.
Yes.
You're fucking killing the morning game.
Come on. Nobody's doing the morning game like me.
I'm joining you. My to-do list, I kill it every day. I kick ass at my to-do
list. You kick ass. You knock everything off of that to-do list.
I do. What to-do list? It's all crossed off.
It's done. Where's the one for tomorrow? Because we're done with today.
Might as well start on that. Oh, this is big. Major. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I see that for you. Why wouldn't you write a book?
I see it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck not?
What's your biggest dream? What's the big?
Oh,
I know mine.
What's yours?
Biggest podcaster in the world.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan who?
Just used kidding. To be a woman. I know. No.
I do really like Joe Rogan. So
yeah. Oh, not knocking him.
No, you can both coexist in that space, but you're going to be number 100%. One. He's going to have to be okay with being number two.
You know what? There's room at the top for
absolutely
more than one.
Absolutely.
That's right.
First female.
Female.
Yeah. Hello.
I have mixed feelings about tacking female on there because but I am going to go with that. There's room. There's a space there for a female. And
100%.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's on.
I'll step into that. Sure.
There you go. Well, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, here you are. You showed up. So yeah.
That's a great question. I'm really sure.
Well, you just posted today about if it's not scaring you, you're not.
Yeah, but I don't think they're scaring me enough.
Okay.
I don't think I fully have allowed myself yet to go as big as I know I can be because it's scary. Hello,
oh,
it's
I know.
Terrifying.
Even just saying that out loud, if I hadn't said it before, at least I've said it before.
Yeah.
But it's super scary because then people are like.
So, okay, here's a couple. Just like rapid fire style, like just boom, boom, boom.
Great.
I would love to be on very, very large stages to impact as many people as I can with my story.
Yeah.
The stories that I'm telling myself right now are like, Amanda, I've gotten on some
what
smaller
do you mean?
Stages.
Or like what?
Are like, okay, so I've been on some smaller stages and mm-hmm. my story can, you know, potentially have triggered some people before and they've made that known to me.
What do you mean?
Well, like food stamps, for example, or welfare.
Mm-hmm.
That triggers a lot of people because they're still working through their shit and they go either fight or flight and they don't like it. And so then they project that on me.
Their own stuff
100%.
Yeah.
And so, but I want to tell my story
mm-hmm.
to a lot of fucking people. Like I want to help people, like, because when I first started with the mindset and the manifestation and all that, like I said at the beginning, her story resonated with me. Because looking at her, like just from the outside, I would have formed my own opinion on like, well, you've had it all, right? Like the same thing that people look when they think, oh, daddy gave you everything. You married rich. You had a college scholarship. None of those are true. I had nothing handed to me. I fucking figured it out myself. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to do the work. They won't put in the work.
Right.
And so, okay, let me get back on track. I want other people to look at me and say, if she could do that, then why can't I do what I want to do? That's what I want on a very large scale. So let's say that that's the answer.
I love it. Yeah. That's a good answer. A really good answer. Yeah. A very large scale.
Very large scale.
Mm-hmm. Books, I feel the same way.
Like just, I have a lot to say and I want to say it to a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, you already put it out in your tagline, you know, to creating an empire.
Exactly.
And that's part of it is just saying it and voicing it just like we just did.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Huge empire.
Let's now you said it. Now it's amplified.
Let's do it.
I know.
I mean, I know it'll happen. I don't have any doubt that it won't happen. I just get caught up sometimes in the how. And that's not my business. That's none of my business.
A lot of people say that. That's the message I'm getting from everywhere. The how's not your business.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So I can say that to other people and I can say that to myself. But more times than not, I'm going to have an easier time telling you that. Versus telling myself that, right? So the how is none of our fucking business. You just believe it, it'll happen. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. But, you know, sometimes I fall back into the, well, how, Amanda, come on. And then it's like two people inside of me. It's like, you know that that doesn't matter. And it's like, but I love planning and I want to know every like fucking aspect. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
So yeah.
That's a struggle. I completely agree.
Yeah.
I have a lot of that. And I've had to just work hard to just keep opening my hands to releasing and letting go of that how. Yeah. And that there's a worry involved with the how too. Like I want to know. I am a planner. I want to know. Sure. I'm a Virgo. I want to make a list about it and I want to check it off.
Yeah.
And so I have to like release that how and stay aligned with the why. You know,
right.
The purpose.
Right.
And if you had to answer that, I mean, yours is because you know your story will resonate and help others lift higher.
100%.
Correct?
Yes.
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, that's great. That's perfectly aligned.
Do you write down your why? Have you like written like
I have. I have.
Purpose out?
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a mission statement like a year ago.
Ooh.
And I really like, man, sometimes when you write things down, you unlock parts of yourself that you're like, I would have never verbally said this, but writing it down feels almost safer. So I love writing. That's like why
what?
I love
planning.
What did
planning. You write down that changed that?
Just like, I want to inspire people. And that wasn't ever something that was in my vocabulary of like, why would you want to inspire people? But writing it down, it's like, no, I really do want to inspire people.
Yeah. There's a lot of like self-worth that can get tied up in that too. Like
100%.
Who am I to inspire people?
Yeah. You get this like insecurity, imposter syndrome bullshit comes up. Yeah, for sure. That's, yeah. So writing it for me helps a lot. That's why I love planning. I also love to-do lists. Like I just, the new planner that I got
When's your
has
birthday?
July 15th.
Oh, okay. Coming up. Oh my gosh. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was like, when's the podcast coming out? Can it come out on my birthday?
No, maybe I should. I think it might be.
I know, maybe. Mm-hmm. So there's a spot to write what you're wanting to manifest, what you're grateful for, what you want to look back on, you know, for there's tons of space, how you want to plan your day, a to-do list, but then there's a spot to just write. And the prompt that came with it is just write whatever you want, whatever comes to your mind. And also my therapist said the same thing. She said just 15 minutes a day. I don't remember the guy's name, but huge like philosopher guy that everyone loves. And I'm like, I'm totally butchering it. But 15 minutes a day can unlock so much of your potential that you don't necessarily realize in your brain. And so write it down.
Just like a stream of consciousness.
And don't lift your pen up once. Mm-hmm. Just whatever comes to you, write it down. And I'm like, yes. So I'm excited to start doing that because that's my planner now. So I'm like, fuck yeah.
That'll help you with the book writing too.
I know.
I've done that. Like, that's a songwriting thing too. Like, and if you just have a topic or whatever, they call it object writing too. And you'll just pick an object. You'll be like that Topo Chico bottle. And you'll just write solid for 5 minutes, anything about the smell, the color, what it reminds you of. It leads you down this weird path of creativity. And then you go back in and you're like, I wrote that, you know, and then you come away. And if you do it with a targeted idea, like manifestation or whatever you want it to be.
You take a step back and you're like, oh, I'm capable of that. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
And then you can go back and see that you wrote something and you're amazed by yourself.
Yeah. Not sponsored by Topo Chico, but
no, it's not.
If you want to sponsor the podcast, that'd be great.
I know. We're in for sure. So are there any other aspects of your life that you feel like you're transforming or because those are really beautiful. And seeing your relationship grow is really impressive,
great.
Especially after that many years.
Yeah. I feel
What about for your birthday? Do you set goals on your birthday?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't set goals on my birthday. I don't set goals for New Year's Eve either.
You just keep goals rolling.
I just
all the
do
time.
Them rolling. Yeah.
I do both.
I'm not opposed to it though. I'm not like July 15th and we're going to do this, this, and this. I'm like, fuck yeah. I love a good goal. Like, I'm like, so maybe I can start.
Yeah.
You like both?
I do both.
Okay. Yeah.
I do. I'm
Why
like,
not?
Great. This looks like a great opportunity to set some new goals.
There you go. I love it.
It's my birthday.
I
so
love it.
What do I want to accomplish?
I really feel like I'm transforming in every aspect.
It seems.
The way that I create content, the way that I manage my employees, the way that I just everything. And I'm becoming more self-aware of that. And it's awesome. It's so great. To look back and reflect on who you were and then like who you are now.
Yeah. How many employees do you have?
Only two.
Only two?
But
don't say that.
I'm very proud of
two
that.
Two is great.
Two is amazing.
That's two more than I have. Unless I count my children.
There you go. You put them to work. It's fine.
I mean,
I'm very proud of that.
You should be very proud of that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm working on receiving that right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Transformation in like every aspect of my life, to be very honest with you.
But I think that's key.
Yeah. You have to.
I don't think that, you know, we can go, I'm just going to level up this one part.
No.
I'm just going to level up my career.
Yeah.
And just set my relationship aside. Because if you want to be really that more optimized version of yourself,
it's all or nothing.
It has to be across the board.
If you level up one thing and everything else is down here, it's going to eventually pull you down. That's what I believe.
Do you think so?
I believe because you can't fully be.
You're not going to pull that up by.
I think you have to be consciously aware of pulling everything up. You can't leave one thing down because that one thing is still going to be in the back of your mind, right?
Yeah.
If I'm leveling up in my personal life, my relationships, my work, and then like my marriage is still down here, what does that say about me? Because I know it's maybe, you know, what if it's shit? And what if I'm neglecting it? In order to fully step into like your highest self, I really believe that like you have to take inventory of, in every single aspect of your life and consciously make that decision to raise it,
in
whatever that
moment.
Looks like.
Yeah. Because that goes back to your phone messages, you know, your reminders.
Yeah.
Because those are going to come up in all those situations.
Yeah. Random times. Like I never know when to expect it. So
you
it's a
make
good
an
reminder.
App of those reminders.
That's a good idea. I don't have time to make an app, but somebody can make it for me. And then like, we can just collaborate.
I don't have time to make an app or figure out how to make an app. No,
yeah,
absolutely
no, not for me.
But
I love the idea.
I do too.
Well,
let's just throw it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know when it might just land in your lap with your PR company that you're about to meet
today.
Hell
yeah.
Or whatever.
Very bizarre. Somebody commented on one of my Instagram posts yesterday, like last night or yesterday morning. And they were like, when are you coming out with your own app for positive quotes or positive
no,
motivation?
No, they did not.
I swear to you. I will show you. And so that's so bizarre that you said
when
that.
When you said it, that
it
was
just,
the
like,
first
clicked
thing that
for
came
me.
Into my mind.
Yo,
I'm saying you may be putting out app vibes.
We're putting out app vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. Fuck.
I
need a developer to contact me. We could capitalize on
it. Now it'll happen. I want my cat. No, I'm just
okay.
Kidding.
No, great. 20%.
I'll do a guest quote.
Yeah, I love it. We'll do like a weekly Amy quote.
Yes. Or you could just have guests every week. Gabby Bernstein or whoever.
Oh, come on. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's happening.
We're brainstorming your new app. No, I think that's incredible. And where's your next trip? What are you doing?
Next trip is right outside of Austin, doing a little tiny house vibe, mm-hmm. which is probably why I said the tiny house earlier, because it's like fresh in my mind. And then I'm going to go visit some family. I like took off like 2 to 3 weeks of no travel because I just need to be intentional about family time.
Was travel was what you wanted to manifest when you started all this?
Yeah. I was looking back at some of my old journals where I wrote down 10 things every day that I wanted to manifest. And almost every single day was... I get paid to travel.
Really?
I didn't get paid to travel, but I wanted it to happen. So I wrote it down every day. And I looked back at it, I think like a week or two ago, and I was like, fuck. I'm like, look at this. This shit is insane. Like, it's awesome. I love reflecting.
Okay. See, that's a practice right there that you didn't mention. So you were writing down 10 things that you
yeah,
were manifest
I forgot
every
about that. 10 things every single day. And
it's a lot. I understand.
It's so much. And like, I'm very sporadical with certain things. Like certain things I keep constant. And then I add some things and I try other things. Because they don't all work best for everyone. So you have to figure out what works for you.
That's good advice, too. I feel like people should take note of that because you can do little experiments of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. And if it doesn't, then that's fine. It doesn't necessarily mean quit. Just find, maybe try a different practice related to the same thing.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So.
Okay. I have two full journals filled up of 10 things every single day.
You did it for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A while.
10 things every day.
Every day. And you have to say them in the... 10 says it's already happened.
I get paid to travel.
So I get paid to travel instead of, I hope one day I'll be able to find a way to get paid to travel.
Yeah.
No, I get paid to travel. So it wasn't something, travel was never something that I was able to access. It was like a luxury to me. So that was the ultimate, to just be like, one day I'm going to travel, but also I'm going to get paid to do it. Like, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to... I think it was Rachel Hollis, like before she got mm-hmm. canceled and all that stuff, where she said, like, if you're something along the same lines of like, if your dreams aren't big enough, she's like, think of something that you want to have happen to your life. Excuse me.
It's okay.
And then go bigger. And then think of that thing and go even bigger. And then do it again until you, when you say it out loud, people are like, who the fuck does she think she is? Kind of situation. So I've really adopted that mentality. Like, even if a friend is talking to me, I'm like, yeah, but what can you do bigger? Like, what else?
I know.
So when you ask me no one ever asked me that question. Like, what is your biggest? Like, it took me a second. Yeah. No one ever asked me. I'm always the one asking. I'm like, damn, like, that's not like I should do an inventory of my shit when I get home and be like, what is your biggest?
What is?
So that's what I did. And then I landed on, I get paid to travel, because at the time, the audacity, like, what?
Uh-huh.
Right. So very, yeah.
That's
very
good. Get audacious. People should get audacious.
Get audacious.
Like, mine's so audacious.
The podcast thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, to be the biggest podcaster in the world, it's pretty audacious.
Yeah.
But
the more audacious, the better.
Yeah.
People should look at you and be like, who does she think she is?
Yeah.
Right. When you say it out loud, like, I fully believe that. So like, yeah, get audacious.
I agree
with everything.
But it was I got real directional is what I call it with it. I've told this on the podcast before, but I'll tell you now. And about a year ago, and I was like, what am I doing? Like, where do I really want to be? Mm. And I just looked at my life and I was like, I really want to have the biggest podcast in the world. And I was like, All right, I'll just put my eggs in that basket. I want to get directional with that. And I want to really make that happen. And literally the next day I get invited to go have a drink on the Airstream with a guy that I work with. And sitting beside Natalie, who's here with Hot Pie and the content director. And we're just shooting the shit. Yeah. And I'm like, well, what do you do? And she's like, I'm doing content for a podcast network that's right upstairs in this building where I work. And I'm like, at the Statesman. I'm like, okay. I'm like, really? Starting a podcast network? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, huh, what are you looking for? And she was like, we're looking for women, like strong women, you know, who aren't celebrities, but like maybe music background or whatever. And I was like,
stop.
Can I pitch to you? I was like, literally yesterday, I was like, this is what I want to do. I told her, I was like, I just decided yesterday. And she was like, yes. And then, I mean, that's when we started the ball rolling. And I mean, I just want to just iterate that that's like proof that, you know, when you step into those audacious beliefs, things can start to fall into place.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Get as audacious as you can possibly get.
And it wasn't like it was a belief for me necessarily. It was almost more like, I'd like saying directional, because I was like, fine, I'll just look that direction and just let these other things fall away because they're not aligned with that direction.
Yeah. Do you tend to do that with one thing? Or many things?
Not usually. Like throughout my life, I feel like I've been very scattered and I've had a lot of different things that I was like, yes, I'll try that. Yes, I'll try that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that seems interesting. But I got to a point where I was like, how does this fit together? How does this, like, you know, like if you've got travel and you've got your marriage and all these other things, you're like, how do they, you finally go, oh, it makes sense now. Like yours is probably something about really inspiring people to go for whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and it's easier for me to say that about you.
Yeah. 100%.
Because when you're in it, you can't see all the pieces and how they fit together. Yeah. Somebody else probably looked at me from the outside and were like, well, I get it. You're using your voice. But it took me like really going, oh, okay. I think this makes sense now. And I did a lot of writing too around
it. Okay, good.
But I think I just like got that direction finally. And I was like, okay. And so, I mean, and now it's been a year since then, but I don't, I mean, like, okay, we're still moving in the right direction.
Yes. That's good.
And you are too. You're still moving in that direction.
Yeah. Cause it's interesting because I tend to have a lot of, I mean, we're all multifaceted human beings, right? So it's like, you can't just put me in a box because I do this, I do this, I do this. And so when you say transformational, I'm like, but in what at? Like, there's so many, right? And like, there are things where I'm like, should I introduce that? Am I as passionate about it? Like, will my audience perceive? And then at the end of the day, it's like, just do it, put it out there. Because not a lot of people know about me. I have a huge musical theater background and I'm a singer and I sing all the time. My husband just started learning guitar like a year and a half ago. And so we jam all the time and it's the best fucking time of my life because I never had that with him. He's very analytic, very data driven and like he doesn't channel his creativity through those instrumental outlets. And so now that he is, we're like jamming through the pandemic. I was like, should I share this? Like,
wow,
so y'all worried,
really
like,
are growing. Oh my gosh.
I know. It's great. It's like night and day.
That's
it's
really
so,
cool.
It's really fucking a beautiful thing to be able to be with somebody and watch them transform and grow with them, but then watch the relationship transform. Like, it's fucking awesome. Like, I love it. I'm like, everyone needs therapy, even if you don't think you do. Cause we weren't like, oh, we're getting a divorce. Like, it wasn't like end of the rope. We just wanted to grow together. And we're doing a bunch of different things to foster that. And that's one of them.
Oh, that you're really both committed and in it, though.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, both parties have to be there.
100%. It can't be, you know, 90%, 100%, both 100%.
Yeah, both 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's the dream. Are you in your relationship? Are you showing up?
Yes. So therapy is one outlet. One is we have a date night every Thursday because we want to be intentional about the time we're spending together. We've been doing that for like a year and a half. Fucking couldn't recommend it more. So like, yeah, different things. But the box is I was like, should I put this out there? Right. Like we started doing the singing.
I know.
Talk about putting me on the spot.
Anyway.
I don't even know.
No.
Okay. We'll circle back.
See if something comes up.
Okay. We started doing like this. We would do like garage sessions when like nobody was going anywhere. It was like second week of pandemic. No one knew what the fuck was going on.
Right.
We would open our garage and just play for people walking by.
Oh, some people in my neighborhood did that. It's so awesome.
Fun, right? Mm-hmm. Like just so fucking fun. So then like, yeah, sometimes we'll put it on Instagram stories and like nothing major because I mean, we're just
screwing around,
fucking
just
around,
having a good
right?
time.
But there are so many things like that where I love doing it. I'm so passionate about doing it. So I'm transforming and sharing it with more people because I find that it can bring somebody joy and maybe it'll inspire somebody. And you never know until you put it out there.
That's right.
Right.
You never know. It will inspire someone. Someone will look at that and go, if she can do it, I can do
100%.
It. 100%. Yeah. And look, she just puts it out there. I like her. Why not?
Yeah. And that's my lived experience. That's my truth. So if you're going out there and doing what is true to you and really authentic to you, you never know who needs to hear that message. And so I started doing that in all of the aspects, all of them. Right. Why do you, I mean, there are things that maybe you choose to not share. Maybe, you know, I could keep the marriage thing to myself and have that as a sacred thing. But if I say my experience and my true, like what I'm actually going through right now, and somebody else needs to hear that message and I'm helping them, then that makes me feel incredible that I'm helping somebody by just the shit I live and who I am as a person. Cause that's the most effortless thing. You're like, I'm already living it. Mm-hmm. If I can just talk about it, whether it's terrifying or scary, or maybe you're not an extrovert or whatever, you never know who you're helping, right? So that's something that I love.
I do too. And you overcome that fear around it. And there's ways to say it. Like even when you talked about the sexual aspect of what you guys are doing,
right,
there's ways to say it without getting into specifics that are going to maybe, you know, cause your partner some sort of angst or something, you know, like
correct,
that. Like,
correct.
Because I told Justin when we started dating, I was like, I'm going to talk about this, mm-hmm, you know? And mm-hmm, like, but I've discovered like, even with recently what we went through some stuff and I've discovered that there's ways to talk about my own growth around it without, you know, blaming or throwing things in there that don't need to even be there.
Right.
That's not the story. The story is about your own growth.
Mm.
The story is about how you do it.
You were able to do it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I love when you share those moments that you both have.
Thank you.
On your Instagram because it's inspiring. It's
right.
Inspiring. Whether or not you hear, whether or not I comment and say that really inspired me, it's still happening. So I love when you share.
That's encouraging. Yeah. Right. You know, we get carried away with like, how many people are we encouraging or mm-hmm, inspiring or whatever? And you have to like step away from that because I know you've wanted to grow your audience a lot, but you know, there's still that one person.
Yeah, mm-hmm, for sure.
How do you stay on top of that? Do you get a little carried away with validation ever?
Yeah, for sure.
Cause I have to watch myself, you know, and not get like sad about it.
Yeah.
You know, and like stay in that mindset of you're growing and
normal.
This is beautiful. I think it is too. I think it's like to be expected with that. How do you circumvent that? How do you?
One of my like core, like not maybe philosophy is a good word.
Yeah.
Is caring about other people's opinions and how that affects me. What I mean by that is, and you probably have seen, I made hundreds of videos of stop giving a fuck about other people's opinions on your life.
I'm talking to yourself.
I talk to myself for me,
all the time.
Yeah. Right? When you see a video of me like, I don't know who needs to hear this. It's probably me. I need to hear it. Okay. But the like, stop giving a fuck about what other people think of you. You're going to still care, right? Like you can, like I can say that all day for the rest of my life. There's a part of me though that will still care. It's just, is that small part then going to create stories that I don't need? So managing that small part.
Is it serving you?
Is it serving me? Yes. Mm-hmm. Great. That's the best way to put it. Because it's not.
Yeah.
But it's still going to be there. So I can say like, stay in your own lane, right? Don't worry about views or what other people think of you, right? Stay in your own lane. Because when you let that shit penetrate into your lane, you're really only slowing down your own personal growth and progress. So don't give a fuck about other people, right? I like live by that. Mm-hmm. But then at the end of the day, if I'm being very honest with myself, there's a small part of me that still does, but it's keeping that small part in check. That is probably always going to be there because mm-hmm. I think it's just innately part of who I believe humans to be.
Yeah.
You're still going to care, especially in 2021.
Yeah.
come on, let's be very honest here. But is that small part infiltrating your life in a negative way? So keeping that at bay, that's how I go about it. Because I like fully like will have those moments where it's like, cool, that video tanked or this video is popping off or whatever. At the beginning, you know, mean comments on TikTok or something, I didn't know how to manage it. I didn't know shit was going to blow up for me. So now I have ways of keeping myself in check and keeping myself aligned, filtering comments with specific words that may trigger me or may be just generally fucking rude. Like, okay, when I first started on TikTok, my main niche that was able to grow, I grew like 100,000 followers in like 3 weeks talking about Texas.
Huh.
And it was cool things to do in Texas, weird things in Texas. Like I would do series, right? And fun fact for anyone who's not familiar, a lot of people in Texas that don't live in Austin hate people who live in Austin.
Yeah.
And so it was manageable at first, but then it was just annoying. And then everyone was like, so you're from California, commie-fornia, like go back to where you came from. And I'm like, I've been to California twice in my life. Like go fuck off. Right. Mm-hmm. And I would get defensive, right? I would be like, just fuck off. And then I would like clap back at the person. And then I was like, Amanda, like you're wasting too much of your time on these people. Like they're
it's
embarrassing. Right? Like I'm like embarrassed at myself that I wasted that much time. So the words are like commie-fornia or like something where it just triggers like, I'm annoyed, like, yeah. And like grow up too. Right. You're just like, I feel bad. Like I truly feel bad for people who are like haters and trolls.
Yes.
Right. And I could sit here and say things like I used to of like, well, you probably live in your mom's basement, grow up, like, you know, but that's not the right way to handle it either. Right. So within the past like 7 or 8 months, I'm finding a way to manage that better. So filter comments. Don't read the comments at all, right? Because it's really just a waste of my time.
Yes.
Yeah. So actually, and this might help some people. So something that I started to implement was like a literal timer on my phone. And mm-hmm. So I would start with 5 minutes or go through the comments, then 4 minutes and 3 minutes and 2 minutes. And now I don't use a timer at all. And I rely on my brain and my muscle memory to do it for me. So if I see a negative comment, that has the capability to ruin someone's day. That someone is me. That could ruin my day if I let it, the week. Like I could look back and be like, that one guy said that one time.
Yep.
So I have this timer in my mind now that I look at that negative comment and I said, I'm going to allow myself to be upset about it for 30 seconds, then 20 seconds. And so now if it bothers me, I flip it so quick that I'm like, okay, fuck that guy. Like move on. Like I'll literally just be like, that guy can fuck off in my mind. And then I'll go about my day.
Beautiful.
so beautiful. Yeah. I'm very proud
That's
of myself.
That's a place to get to. Like, you should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
Because it's not easy, no. Especially at first, right? And that's something to reiterate is it's not going to happen overnight. Mm-mm. You have to work on. And so for me, the timer was the best tool that I could use.
You're pretty disciplined.
Thank you.
Do you think
I try. No. I mean, I struggle with a lot of things, like food.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We can't go back to the mac and cheese conversation.
We can.
That's the biggest thing that just jumped out when you said that. I'm not disciplined with that. And that's something that I'm working on.
Yeah, but you're enjoying life. And I'm very torn on food, you know, because part of it is like really loving life and living in the moment.
Yeah.
So, you
very
know,
true.
I have very differing opinions depending, you know, and I just, even when I'm disciplined, am I really that disciplined?
Right.
You know,
I don't like to limit myself. I don't like when people tell me I can't do something.
No.
Like you can't eat them. I'm like, yeah, watch me. I'm gonna fucking eat it.
And I'm like, you know what? If you can just like stay as healthy as you can, maybe 80% of the time or 70%, that's great.
I think, there's a lot of discipline in other areas. Like,
for sure.
I'm very disciplined as a whole, when you consider the food and whatever.
Wow.
But I have to be. Have to be, because no one else is going to do it for me. And then I'll just go into a destructive behavior and then be
there
a piece of shit.
There you go. There you go. Yeah,
nobody wants to be a piece of shit.
Nobody's going
to
do it for you. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. Well, we're getting close on time. And I just want to say thank you. Like, I have really, really loved our conversation. You're so open and just absolutely beautiful inside and out. And I'm just thrilled that you came in today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
I learned a lot and I just loved speaking with you. And I just want to open the floor to you. Like, if there's anything that you feel called to share before we go, or, you know, anything that, I don't know, just speaks to your heart that you feel like getting out there or reiterating.
Yeah. I immediately go back to the other people's opinions. I think that's something common that people are struggling with right now. Especially because we just came out of this weird ass time. And you know, if you're on social media, or maybe you don't have a social media presence and you're just around people where it no longer feels like the same, or it just doesn't click, it doesn't align. You might be needing a boundaries check, right? So boundaries, but then also you might be putting too much weight on other people's opinions that don't have the right to be giving you those opinions anymore. Because like we mentioned earlier, you are a different person. You're constantly evolving. And so they knew you at this one level and we're leveling the fuck up. So the thing that sticks out to me is that, but the staying in your lane, that can help almost anybody with whatever you're going through. Just put your head down, focus on what you want to do. Don't let other people infiltrate and penetrate your lane with their opinions, because it's your life. And if it makes you happy, then continue to do it, right? If it gets you closer to whatever your highest self looks like, or your future self, whatever terminology you want to use, it doesn't serve you to put a lot of weight on those if they're not going in the same direction and they haven't lived your life. So stop giving a fuck about other people's opinions. And in a different way, same message, different wording, maybe you have served your purpose in that person's life and it's time to move on, or vice versa. Maybe they were there for a specific reason, and when they move on, then their time is done. You taught them what you needed to. It's the same message, just a different wording. Focus on you. Put your head down. When you let other people in, you're slowing down your growth. You're going to get to your goals. Maybe it's just going to take a hell of a lot more time. So focus on you, keep going. And if you're excited about something, show that you're excited about something. If you're sad about something, feel those feelings, you know, but stay the course.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you so much. And I just want to remind everyone they can find you at Exploring Amanda everywhere.
Yes.
Or exploringamanda.com.
Exploring Amanda on all of the platforms.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here today.
I loved it. This was fun.
It was so fun.
God, we got into some great shit today.
We did.
I'm here for it.
Thank you. You showed up and brought it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
So grateful. Huge, massive thanks to Amanda Nelson of Exploring Amanda for showing up today the way she did. I loved our conversation. It was so incredible. And, you know,
I know what she said at the end, it just struck me again, like tying that into what I was talking about at the beginning, like our habits and our actions. And there are going to be people that are critical of us and that expect to see us a certain way. And just, we are leveling up. So can we just ignore all that? Just like she said at the end, can we let go of those things? And I know I personally have seen it numerous times in my own life, not only with music, but even just with other things, just with trying to make myself better and do all the things and build myself into something stronger and higher vibing. And I can think of one thing in particular, and another, my best friend, she was like, oh, you know, so-and-so was saying this about you and that, you know, just talking some shit. And you're going to hear that sometimes. And how long are you going to spend in that space? Like she was saying, she limits the time and is able, she's trained her mind to be able to let it go. So that's another thing that we can add to our habits, just letting it go. So in this week's newsletter too, I'm going to put a link to a PDF just to start a list of habits, to start a list of some things, just a really basic kind of template. And I'm super excited to create that PDF for you. So if you haven't subscribed to the newsletter, it's amyedwards.com. You can do it there. You can email me there too, amy@amyedwards.com, or you can always just reply to the newsletter too. If you have anything to say about the episode or what you think or anything, I want to hear from you. I would love to be able to share that stuff. And speaking of sharing, feel free to share this episode. It means so much to me if you feel called. And also if you can rate, review, subscribe, so awesome. If you can just take a minute or two and do that, if it speaks to you, if there was something in here that called to you, just letting people know by rating and reviewing, that means so much. Thank you to our team at Hot Pie Media. Like I talked about in the conversation with her, I'm so grateful for this space, for Sarah recording today and for everyone here and just this microphone in front of my face, this camera, this like, being able to value where we're at and still go for those audacious goals. Yeah, that's what it's about. Let's keep manifesting. Let's keep rocking. Let's keep leveling up. And that's what we're all about here. So keep going. And I just wish you all the things. I love you. I wish you just more health and abundance and peace and wealth and growth and happiness and joy and money and travel and all the good stuff, followers, whatever you want. I wish it all to you and yours. And I'll be back in a week. Till next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this show, please rate and review. It totally matters. And I encourage you to spread the love too and share this episode with a friend if you feel called. Find me and my newsletter sign up at amyedwards.com. And you can also connect with me on Instagram at @realamyedwards or in Clubhouse @amyedwards or write to me. It's amy@amyedwards.com.